I'm Rich Egger, and this is Emphasis. Today's guests are Sally Egler and Becky Parker. They're with the Macomb Feminist Network, which will be honoring three women early next month. First of all, though, can you explain to us, what is the Macomb Feminist Network?
Well, I actually have the statement that is in on our website that I think describes exactly what its goals are. Can I quote that?
Go for it, Becky.
Okay. A feminist is one who believes women should have the same political, economical, legal, and social rights as men. Feminism is organized activity and advocates the rights and interests of all women to benefit all people. That's ultimately what a feminist is.
How long has this group been around?
Well, it started in 2001, and the initiator is one of our honorees this year. Judy Kohler returned to Macomb after retiring from her position in Chicago and decided there was a need to promote women's issues and to try to involve women in more elections and gain appointments to boards and local commissions. So she met with a number of other women. I was one. We formed a steering committee for the organization. I have since left that directing group, but Becky is on the board now, and that steering committee morphed into a board of directors for the organization. So it's been operating for 10 years and meets once a month, and we feel really satisfied with the kind of progress the organization has made.
And Sally, it sounds like you've been with the group since the very beginning.
Well, I have. I must say I don't always make every meeting, but yes, I've been affiliated with the group for 10 years.
And what about you, Becky?
I've been affiliated for 9.5 years, I would say. I'm currently the treasurer, and I just paid our dues for nonprofit organization. Mm-hmm. You know, we're all official and state recognized.
How many members are in the group?
Approximately 40 to 50 members. It varies, and we have a number of men as well as women, I might add. This is for all people and for everyone's better good.
And it's a nice range of age, I think. We have some very young women, new faculty members at the university, perhaps, or new to the community, but some other older members.
We have some that I believe are 90.
And if someone wants to learn more about the Macomb Feminist Network, is there a website where they could find some more information, Becky?
Yes, there is. It is www.macombfeminist.org. Or you can just Google Macomb Feminist Network. So macombfeminist.org.
As I mentioned at the beginning of the program, you'll be honoring some women early next month. They'll be receiving the Writing Women Back into History Award. Before we get into their backgrounds, can you tell us a little bit about the award?
3 years ago, one of the women we're honoring this year initiated this award. Maria Dunstan thought it was important that we give recognition to women who have made substantial contributions to the community, who by their own lives have served as extraordinary role models for other women. And she is one of the women that we're going to be honoring this year. So it's existed for 3 years, and it's been such a gratifying acknowledgement of efforts of very interesting and wonderful women who have made important contributions to the community. And I'd just like to mention who those winners or honorees have been, if I may. In 2009, the group honored Wanda Black, Mary Ellen Graff, Rosa Julstrom, and Beth Stifler. We feel especially glad that we were able to honor them because two of them have now left the community to be in proximity to their families as they have gotten older. And in 2010, we honored Connie Berg, Marsha Mall, and Ruth Parks. And again, an important honor since Connie has now died.
And you mentioned this year, one of the honorees will be Maria Dunstan.
Would you want me to tell you about Maria?
Yes, because, tell us a little bit about Maria.
Well, I have to say, first, there are three women being honored this year, and the other two are Judy Kohler and Donna Werner. Mm-hmm. These three women all exemplify what I think are the most outstanding characteristics of leadership. They are all three very bright, they're very focused, they're well organized, they're creative, resourceful, and probably best of all, they are very calm, very low key in their search for the good goal and trying to persuade others to join them in achieving those goals. They don't come from an angry universe, and I think that is such a nice quality to each of them. So it's especially true of Maria. She's very humbled by this honor and is usually one to deny her importance at all. But I taught with her when she was in the public school system. She was an absolutely remarkable elementary school teacher when the lab school was still in session. Then she joined the public school system as we know it now. She was a very important force in all her roles at the high school. And then she became principal of the junior high and eventually assistant superintendent mm-hmm. for the district. And now she works at the university in monitoring their programs in connection with the public school. So she has been an outstanding educator and leader.
And what about Judy Kohler?
Well, I would like to make one mention. I was the one that nominated the three women. Uh-huh. And the reason I did is their three lives are very intertwined. They came to Macomb the way many women do, which is that we know as wives of men that were hired at the university. And that's what makes writing women into history so remarkable. They have to create their own way. So the three of them were very early in the early 70s, were instrumental in getting McDonough District Hospital certified. It was not, what was it? I don't remember the part.
1972, McDonough District lost its accreditation.
That's
right. And in 1974, they had mustered the forces to regain that mm-hmm. accreditation.
So that was one of the first impetus that they were bound together with a common mission, and they've gone different directions, but they are activists, and that's the particular point. Now, you ask about Judy Kohler, and she recently has moved to Florida, and but she was involved in that, she called it co-convened Citizens for Better Health in Macomb to get that re-accreditation back in the early 70s, and she was on the original board. You might remember on National Public Radio, she had her editorial
station,
comment.
She did
remember
commentary,
that?
Sure.
She did that for 6 years. We wanted the feminist voice, and she broadened her scope to political interests. But again, the point is they're activist. Then from 1974 to 85, she was the executive director on the Illinois Commission on the Status of Women in Springfield, and she served that's 11 years. She went on to, she commuted then to Chicago. She had a small apartment in Chicago. Her husband was here, and she continued in her work for women just quickly. It was Associate Director for Women Employed. That was in Chicago, and the Women for Economic Security in the area, and then the Executive Director of the Chicago Commission on Women, finally ending up working with AARP. So while Maria, most people know her because of the school board, Judy and Donna were also part of the early women. And they just have done remarkable things with their life, and we want the community to know about them.
You want to touch on a quick highlight or two from Donna's time in Macomb?
Well, my experience with Donna has been as the first woman to lead the District 185 school board. It was quite an unusual promotion for a woman to achieve that position. She was outstanding in that role and continues to work advising group home facilities. She travels internationally to train and consult on issues concerning group homes. So her leadership has permeated the world, as it were, and has done an outstanding bit of service to the community as well.
When and where will these three women receive the award, and is this open to the public?
It's Saturday, March 3rd. It will be held at the Multicultural Center on campus right across from the University Union, 10 to 12, and the public is invited. We encourage people who have an interest in celebrating the accomplishments of these unusual women to join us for refreshments and a formal presentation of the award, and the women themselves will be there to tell their stories about what they remember of their contributions to the community. So it should be a very interesting and pleasant morning.
And you've done this for 3 years. I imagine you'll be looking to do it again next year. Can anyone make a nomination for this award, or is this done entirely within the Macomb Feminist Network?
No. As a matter of fact, we did advertise it in the newspaper, and we encourage the public. We do have a committee that has to select, and the criteria is very broad. Women that have contributed to the growth of our community and women in general. So it is, anybody can make a nomination. We usually advertise that around January, I believe, because the event is in April.
What else is the Macomb Feminist Network working on?
Well, I guess I'd like to mention our meetings, which are held at City Hall. And I'm always amazed at the people that are willing to speak to us. Our job is to understand various perspectives. I want to mention, and most recently, we had Justine Johnson from the University on Interpersonal Violence Prevention Initiative. She's a relatively new position, but we've broadened it to include, we've had the police, a representative from the police force describe, understand their policies regarding how they handle people that might have mental problems or issues. We've had the mayor, we've had John Sullivan, Mick Wislid, state's attorney John Carter has beautifully described.
No, the state's attorney is James Hoyle.
James Hoyle.
John Carter is the public defender, but they both have spoken.
I'm sorry, both of
MFM
them.
Meetings.
Yes, the state's attorney and John Carter. You're right. And I've learned so much about the social issues and social justice within the community, and we've all gained a lot of respect from one another. We've had the county board. They have we have two women on the county board. Linda Johnny and Alice Henry, they both have spoken to us. So our programs are open to the public. We now put it in the paper. But we have some fabulous, insightful programs.
And maybe it's appropriate to mention that the typical meeting time is the second Saturday of every month. And you don't have to be a member to attend, but the membership fee is $10 for the year, so it's a pretty modest requirement. And any business that gets conducted at those meetings is determined by consensus. We don't usually have the need for votes. We hear all the opinions and all the ideas, and usually it's possible to come to some consensus around some policy.
We're very egalitarian. We don't even have a permanent chairperson. We don't have the only permanent position is treasurer and webmaster. We don't have a regular secretary. It's volunteer. I think we should mention that we do not meet in the summertime. Our last meeting is in May.
All right. Becky Parker, Sally Egler, they are with the Macomb Feminist Network. We're out of time for today. Thanks for joining us. For Tri-State's Public Radio News, I'm Rich Egger.